819 on Connect FM, and your morning connection for a Wednesday continues with what we're going to do now, a midweek chat. And we have that midweek chat with Shirley DeRouge, the executive director of Downtown Du Bois Inc., joining us once again this morning. Hi, Shirley.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's always great to welcome you into the studio so that we can have this midweek chat. And there's lots to talk about this morning, but
yes.
That's great as we wrap up the month of April. And last time we had our chat, we were just a couple of days away from the spring cleanup. Du Bois getting a little bit of a spring cleaning. How about a report on how that went?
It went fabulous. First off, the day was perfection. It was such a beautiful day, and maybe that helped bring additional people out to volunteer. We had, I know, roughly around 100-110 people volunteering. Yeah. We also coordinated with Keep PA Beautiful and our Clearfield County High School Ambassador, Connor Thompson, fabulous young man. And he brought along a group of high school students with him. So that was really nice between the high school students and the Cub Scouts and just families, you know, that came with their children. It was so wonderful having the youth involved in cleaning up our community. It was just a wonderful feel-good moment.
Yeah.
And just seeing everybody come together. But we had at least three truckloads full of garbage bags.
Wow.
And then I know Connor and his group also separated recyclables. Mm-hmm. So they had multiple bags of just recyclables. But it was a great turnout, and it was just so great to see so many people involved and just wanting to help make our town look pretty.
Yeah, it's a super community event that takes place every year for many different reasons. It would be interesting. I know you practically can't do it, but it'd be interesting to weigh all the garbage that gets collected and find out how much is actually picked up.
It would. It would. And I don't know if that's something to arrange in the future, but it would be very interesting because, I mean, it wasn't just garbage bags. You have tires and you have other large random items
that appliances and different things.
Different things. Like we picked up, because I went around with our city crew to pick up the garbage bags and the items that our volunteers collected. And there were a lot of car parts, like bumpers and fenders.
True, I guess. Yeah, that's what they would wind up after accidents or just falling off of vehicles.
Exactly. So they lay there alongside the road until somebody picks them up.
Exactly.
And so that was us.
Okay. Well, great. And it's always great to see that event come and see the results of it afterwards.
It is.
All right. Let's talk about last week for Shirley DeRouge. Yeah. You had a busy time going to our state capitol. Now, it's not unusual for you to be in Harrisburg for different functions, but you were kind of there for a couple of different purposes this time. Fill us in on that.
So I typically go there. We have state manager meetings and, you know, different workshops and stuff. But this time I went, part of my trip was on behalf of the downtown, but I joined the Pennsylvania Downtown Center and some other champions, downtown Main Street champions. We had, you know, the mayor of Lewisburg, we had the PA Wilds. So it wasn't just Main Street managers. It was people, leaders in our state that really support and come out for our Main Street program that find the value in it. And so we were advocating for another $20 million. There is, so we received $20 million as part of the state budget, but a lot of us that are in the designation portion of it, we are still being actively considered. However, there's no funding available because there's over $69 million in applications and they only have 20 to award.
Right.
So we're all just sort of sitting, hoping and praying that we get a little bit more to help fund our programs. So it's very important. It's very important to talk to your legislators and, you know, state reps and anybody that has any force mm-hmm. at the Capitol
sure.
To get them, you know, make to ensure that we at least receive the $20 million mm-hmm. moving forward. So that was part of the reasoning why I was there. But then I was there on behalf of the city and the community to accept an award, the governor's award of excellence for our municipality for how we respond to adversity.
Yeah.
And I was there as an elected official mm-hmm. To represent our residents. They put me in this position. And I really, truly believe it. Yes, it was our previous leaders and council and supervisors that did the real heavy lifting. But I believe it started with the residents and voting for. Mm-hmm. So I was representing everyone, every yeah. single person that played even the smallest part, just checking that box at the polling station. Everybody that was in support of and helped make this come together and for us to receive this award and now be consolidated and moving forward.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, it was quite a process, you know, to achieve consolidation for the city of Dubois and to see that come to pass. And
yes.
here we are nearly 4 months into the process, into the consolidated municipality. And there are many more hurdles to overcome, but it's nice being recognized at the state level for
it
that.
It is. It's truly an honor to receive this. And I'm trying to remember what Rick Velullo said, how many. I think there was, I want to say there was like 200 nominations, like 229
wow. yeah.
is sticking in my brain, nominations. So to be one of the 19 recognized
sure.
for our efforts and for the work that has been done in our community, and I applaud everyone that had played a role in this,
yeah.
again, from the smallest to the greatest,
yeah.
It was truly a team effort to get us here.
Well, hearing those numbers, it definitely was not just a participation trophy. It was something that was very unique and special. And then you came back home to Dubois, and you had a neat opportunity last week as well, mm-hmm. which for those who may not be aware of it, last week was National Volunteer Week. It was mentioned here on the Morning Connection a few times, but you had a chance to speak at the Dubois Continuum of Care community. And what did you speak about during that opportunity of National Volunteer Week?
Well, I had the opportunity to speak to their volunteers and staff about mm-hmm. volunteerism and
yeah.
the importance and the value of it that it plays in our community and individual lives. And that volunteerism right now is at an all-time low, and all of us are begging and pleading mm-hmm. for hands to mm-hmm. help us mm-hmm. to achieve our initiatives that we're setting out to do. And they had a very nice turnout of volunteers, and I got to speak with some of them afterwards and
good.
You know how they volunteer their times to the residents there but also the community, and just recognizing them and showing that we appreciate and value their time, that it doesn't go unnoticed mm-hmm. and that they are making a difference mm-hmm. in everyday life.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just have a few more seconds actually available to us, Shirley. This has been a great chat, hasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it has.
any quick previews of what might be coming up for downtown Dubois?
Yes, right now we have the sponsor of the Flower Pots. The
yeah.
Flower Pots will be going out the end of May. Our first round of the PA 250 banners have been ordered and will be going up. We are going to open up a second window of opportunity
okay. yeah.
once those go up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we have on March 10th, in March. Oh my goodness. May 10th. It's Mother's Day,
but
Small College World Series will
yeah.
be in town. So all those families will be visiting. So Downtown Dubois Inc., thanks to Zwick's We will be using their parking lot there at the corner of Park and Brady. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have music, some activities, some fun stuff, some merchandise just for the families that are in town. And we're just encouraging businesses to stay open because they're looking for things to do. And we want to welcome them into our community.
We sure do. And never a dull moment in downtown DuBois. And Shirley DeRouge, the executive director of the Downtown DuBois Group, spending time with us this morning, and they can find out more in the Downtown DuBois Facebook page, right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Shirley.
Thank you, Dan. Uh-huh.